In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and to the ages of all ages. Amen. We're going to read together the papal message for the feast of the Holy Resurrection sent from His Holiness Pope Shenouda III to all of His children in the diaspora outside of Egypt. His Holiness Pope Shenouda III, Pope of Alexandria and Patriarch of the See of St. Mark. My children and brethren in the lands of immigration, clergy and laity. My sincere greetings to you on the occasion of the glorious Feast of Resurrection. May God make it a blessing to you all and a continual source of spiritual joy. The resurrection of the Lord Christ was a glorious and joyous resurrection. It was with a glorified body, with which he was able to exit from the tomb while it was shut. And he was able to come out of the grave clothes while leaving them organized. With this body, he entered the upper room where the disciples were, while the doors were shut. And he granted them peace and blessing with this glorified body. He ascended to heaven and was not overpowered by the gravitational force. We rejoice in the resurrection of the Lord Christ, for he abolished death and gave us the promise to be like him, having life after death and an eternal life, also with a glorified body similar to his resurrection, as St. Paul the Apostle said about the Lord, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body, Philippians 3:21. He also said that it is raised in glory, it is raised in power, it is raised a spiritual body. Truly the resurrection of the Lord Christ was a deposit towards our resurrection and the first fruits of it, 1 Corinthians 15:20. While we rejoice in the glory of his resurrection, we also rejoice for what will be ours in likeness of this glory, but each one according to his order. Let us all then live the life that qualifies us for this glory, knowing that as we get deeper in the spiritual life, the more our glory increases in eternal life. For all people in eternity will not be of the one rank, but as the Apostle said, for one star differs from another star in glory. Therefore we must live, as befitting us, in the life of righteousness, and grow in it day after day, making perfection our aim, which can be reached according to the commandment of the Lord. Therefore you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. May the Lord grant you grace, so that you walk in the life of righteousness, holiness, perfection, and be an example to many. Be well in the Lord, absolved by His Holy Spirit, and remember me in your prayers, His Holiness Pope Shenouda III. I just wanted to point out that the announcements have been distributed as you entered into the church. So we're not going to spend any time on the announcements, except I just want to congratulate our beloved Christian Isaiah Kumar, who was baptized this evening, and he is originally from Sri Lanka. And Sri Lanka is a little island just south of India, if I'm correct with my geography. And he joined us in the procession, I believe. Or if not, we have to have another procession at the end. But we will have a little celebration for him right after the Divine Liturgy downstairs, as we join together in an agape meal. And just I want to point out also that starting this coming Sunday, we'll start raising of incense 15 minutes early at 8:15, and the raising of the oblation at 8:45, because now the communion is taking a little bit of a longer time, so we don't want to delay, so end at 11:15. We still want to end at 11 o'clock, so please note this change. I would like to get a volunteer who doesn't mind to ruin his or her festal clothes today that they are wearing to church. Only the deacons are courageous. Christine, you want to volunteer? Okay, Christine, sure, please come. You're courageous, Christine, because I'm sure this feast clothes cost a lot of money, and they might be ruined a little bit by the end of this sermon. Is that okay with you? It's okay. Okay, you can have a mic for Christine because she's courageous. Okay, Christine, so you can take this mic. I have my own mic already. So, I have brought two eggs here, just from your,
Easter
eggs. That's my question. Why do you think people color eggs and use eggs as like a symbol for Easter or for the Feast of Resurrection? Use the mic, please, Mike.
I don't know.
Well, you are the wise one, Christine, so I'm here to ask you. Why do you think, can you guess why eggs might be like a symbol for Easter?
No.
Okay. So, I'm going to let you choose one of these two eggs, and then I'm just going to crack it a little bit and open it. And then we'll see what you think will come up.
Did you boil them first?
No, I didn't boil them. I promise. I promise. I'm not going to lie in front of the entire congregation. That's not a good thing to start off a ministry with, by lying to people. So they are not boiled. Why do you think, what comes out of eggs usually?
Yolk.
Yolk?
The yolk, yeah.
The yolk comes out. What else comes out sometimes from eggs? If they are like matured a little bit and they fertilized. So if they are fertilized, what comes out of them?
Chickens.
Chickens, little chickens. Yeah. She said little chickens. Okay. So little chickens. What do you think will come out of this egg when we hatch it? Is it going to be yolk or is it going to be chickens?
I think it's going to be yolk.
You think it's going to be yolk? Are you afraid that it might like go all over your clothes a little bit?
No.
You're not afraid.
No.
You're courageous soul.
Yes.
So, okay. So, if you had to choose one of these two, and they are just whole eggs like this. If you had to choose one that we're going to do like a little analogy in front of the congregation, which one would you choose? I'll give you the choice. One is one has a trick and the other has a treat, sort of. So, we'll see. But it's not Halloween, but... like I'll let you choose, and so it will be, you know, if you get the one with the yolk, then it will be your fault, not my fault.
Okay.
Which one do you choose?
I think that one.
This one here?
Yeah.
You want to choose this one? Are you sure you want this one? You said it. I tried to give you an option. Okay. Here's what we're going to do to Christine. Do you mind?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Ready?
I got a hard head.
Okay, so it doesn't hurt too much, okay? Okay, here it is. We're gonna...
Oh, no!
You see?
Oh.
What happened?
There's nothing in it.
Huh?
It's empty.
It is?
Yeah.
What happened? I thought eggs are supposed to have something inside.
That's a trick.
It's a trick?
Yeah.
You want to try the other one too? Okay, Christine. Thank you so much. Please give her a big hand. The egg turned out to be empty. It didn't have a yolk. It didn't have a chicken. It turned out to be vacant, available. Right? Do you know how this trick was done or no? I'm sure you know. It's not a big deal. But eggs are used in the Feast of Resurrection because the little chick cracks the egg from the inside and leaves. Except when the little chick comes out of the egg, he cracks the egg. But Christ, when he resurrected from the dead, he didn't leave a crack. And when they came to check out the tomb, it was vacant. Nothing was there. And this is the difference. But also they use bunnies in the Feast of Resurrection because of spring, and bunnies come out of their holes and they start running around and they stay. Bunnies lay eggs, but they don't lay eggs, by the way, in case some people don't know that. So you have to go on an Easter hunt. But the idea here that I just want to briefly speak to you about tonight is the concept of life. Life out of death. And because he is alive, you and I live. That's the theme of our short meditation. Because he's alive, we live. Last Sunday, a lady turned out, or just reached the ripe age of 115 years old. And she became the oldest woman alive on the planet. Her name is Edna Parker. On April 20th, she turned 115. Scientists who study longevity hope that people like Parker and other people have reached the 110 super centurions would tell them or give them the key to life. Or maybe they have found the fountain of youth and they can live for a very long time. Scientists say that they don't know why she lived for so long, but she has outlived all her children. And they had a little celebration for her, and they threw out up in the sky 115 balloons. And now it says that her DNA is now preserved with samples of other people who have reached this mark in their life. But people are very surprised why human beings are physically living more than a century, while you and I have the key to life already. For this is what Christ said, "I have come that you may have life, and that you may have it more abundantly." Death could not hold Christ in the tomb, for he is the originator of life. The tomb was too small to hold him in. My beloved, I just want to share with you my own feelings of what Christ is doing. We believe in a living God. We don't believe in a God who died a long time ago. He is still alive. And he is still manifesting himself day after day to so many people in the whole world, people who are unreachable, people who evangelism could not reach to them. Christ is going to them and showing that he is still alive and he still cares for each and every individual. And he still wants the salvation all to come to the knowledge of truth. I've been hearing lately so many stories about what Christ is doing in the world today to show that he is still alive. A couple of years ago, in Algeria, a land and a country that has been closed to evangelism for so many centuries, people in a village woke up, one person woke up, and he said, "I had such a weird dream this night." The person asked, "What did you dream of?" He said, "I saw Jesus in a dream coming to me, and he has tears in his eyes, and he's calling me back to repent, and telling me that I am the way, I am the truth, and I am life. No one can come to the Father except through me." The other person said, "That's so strange." "Why?" "Because I had the exact same dream." So they asked the next person, he said, we had this dream. He said, I had it too. And it turned out that an entire village on the same night had the exact same dream, seeing Jesus Christ, our Lord, alive, and wanting and yearning to give them life as well. The Lord has been working amazingly in the life of Iranian people. And He's been calling so many people to His knowledge and to the truth through visions and through dreams. One individual who was in a terrorist organization and he was fighting for Islam, Christ appeared to him in prison and He called him to repentance. And He saw him in his beautiful appearance alive. And again He saw the love in his eyes and He called him and He healed him. And this man, his life was turned 180 degrees and started to witness for Christianity and for Christ. And no one could separate him from his new discovered love. He gave up everything in order to follow Christ and to see Him. Visions and dreams, even in Saudi Arabia, in India, in South America, and even in Toronto. You will be surprised. But I tell you the truth, that Christ has been working amongst us, right here, in this ministry. Only in the past 48 hours, two amazing stories came to my attention from members of our congregation. After the service of the washing of feet, a member of the congregation who has been suffering from some ailment in her leg or foot, and she tried with all the physicians and everything else and didn't work for 5 years, God touched her and gave her healing. Christ is alive. Just today, another member of our congregation said that as he went to have his hair cut in preparation for the liturgy, when he entered into the barber store, he was surprised. His barber was surprised. He said, what brought you here today? He said, why? He said, I had a dream of Christ last night who told me that you will come to me today. And whatever I say, whatever he says to you, or he says to me, you should listen to him and see the message that he is delivering to you. I'm telling you, and I believe it from my heart, that our Christ is alive. And no other leader of any other religions claimed or even dared to claim that he rose from the dead. All of the other religious leaders around the world are happily resting in their tombs until Judgment Day, when Christ will come to judge the living and the dead and give each one according to his or her works. But our faith is true. And our faith is being proved day after day from people who are coming up to the Lord and telling Him, Lord, here I am, send me. I am ready. Whatever you want me to do, I am willing to do. And this is the spirit that through the grace of God we have amongst us in this ministry. Young people who had been far from God for so many years, Christ has shown His life upon them. And He has drawn them to be witnesses, not only just to love Him deeply, but to be witnesses to others, to friends and family members and colleagues at work, turning around their life and repenting, offering their hearts and their life for Christ and telling Him, Lord, we are Yours. Lord, let all the glory be to You, not to anyone. For He must increase while we must decrease. We are just watching the work of God unfold in front of our eyes. Scripture is coming alive. It's not theoretical words that we read and we don't understand. I have seen Your words and I've started eating them. They become so delicious in my mouth. Lord, I look forward to spend just a few moments with You alone, without the noise of the whole world. Prayer has become very meaningful. It's no longer speaking to the air or to someone that we don't know, but speaking to a very dear and a close friend just because he's alive. This is the beautiful story of the Feast of Resurrection. But it's not only a story, it's a reality. Many people are coming to church today because it's a habit. Our calendar says it's the Feast of Resurrection, so we must be at church. But I want to challenge you today, and I'm challenging myself before I'm challenging you, to start digging deeper into your love for Christ and see what He will do, what kind of changes He will do in your life. Tell Him, Lord, I am all yours. Give me faithfulness. Give me passion. I have known you from the surface and from the outside and from the shore for so long, but now I want to dig deeper into your love and into your knowledge. Help me, Lord, to be a light to the world and salt to the earth. My beloved, I feel that the Spirit of God is with us and amongst us and is moving right here. This verse, which was first said in Joel, the book of Joel in the Old Testament, and repeated by St. Luke in the book of Acts, chapter 2, just keeps coming back to my ears as I see the work of God happening amongst us and in the entire church all over the world, not just here. Joel in the Old Testament said, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall see dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants I will pour out my Spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy." The Lord is pouring out His Spirit now. Abundantly. He's changing hearts and lives. He's appearing to people. He is going out to collect and to reap the harvest, and to proclaim that the time has come. Now is the time of salvation. Now is the time to dig deeper and to learn more about the sacrifice that He has done for us. My beloved, the message of today is very simple. It's not by how many words we speak. It's by the Spirit that we leave this assembly with. Because He is alive, I live. He has granted me eternal life, and in that I rejoice. And with it, I want all people to come to know the truth and to join me. For God has loved the whole world. He didn't say, "I loved a section or a continent or a country or a descendant of a certain people," but He said that I died for the whole world. Out of all nations and tongues and countries, He has proclaimed His salvation. And now He comes to reign over your life and my life. May the Lord be glorified in His church this day and this feast and every day. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.